Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today is Labor Day, and that's when I'm recording this podcast, and I saw a bunch of people on social media saying, hey, what are you doing today? And it's like, well, I'm kind of working, doing a podcast. But I'm also doing some other stuff, working on some future presentations and things. And that's part of being an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, is sometimes you have to work a little harder than the person that's collecting a paycheck. But guess what? The rewards can be greater. So one of the things that I've learned is to really optimize my time. And I was working on a presentation about Evernote, and that is something that's coming up not too far down the line here. And it's going to be a webinar and a class that I'm creating. But one of the things I wanted to say is that you can't really manage time. You can only manage tasks. We all have the same 168 hours a week. We're going to have 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, and 8 hours of whatever else. Now, you can take that whatever else and put it to sleep or to work. You know, it's completely up to you. But in the course of our lifetime, we will spend over 3,600 hours or 153 plus days searching for misplaced items. We also lose about 5 hours a week or about an hour a day. And when you're losing that, you're losing the opportunity to find money, to make money. You're losing revenue. So that's one of the reasons why I am such a productivity junkie. I love being productive. So I want to talk about five tools that have really helped me kind of build my business and make me more productive, and why. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Acuity Scheduling. I love Acuity Scheduling. As a matter of fact, if you go to brianloves.info/acuity, you'll be able to get to my affiliate link. I'm going to do that for a few. I'm not an affiliate for everything we're going to talk about today. But brianloves.info/acuity. Now, I talked to Gavin Zielinski on a handful of different podcasts, episode 91 and 327. You can also check out my version number 326. The reason I love Acuity is, number one, because it organizes my calendar. So what it does, it integrates with my calendar, but it also integrates with a whole bunch of other stuff. So for example, last week, somebody wanted to book some time with me. They could look at my calendar, book the time, it integrates with PayPal, makes them pay for the time, then sets up a go-to meeting so that we could do an online meeting. So with one click, it does all of that. I do all of my podcasts through Acuity Scheduling. I do everything in my business when I'm trying to book things on my calendar. So it really saves me a lot of time, not having to go to 3-4 different programs to set all that stuff up. The second one that I really love is AWeber. AWeber is brianloves.info/AWeber. Now you can go to episode 335 where I talk to Eric Harbison of AWeber. And what we talk about is how to efficiently manage your email list. Now, one of the things that I have is a bunch of templates set up. So for example, I do a weekly mastermind. I have it set up every week to basically email reminders so I don't have to think about it. So I can schedule a whole bunch of those out. It'll also schedule out emails about webinars and things of that nature. And I also have it set up with one of my virtual assistants to email everybody who subscribes to my email list about this podcast all of the most recent content. So what it does is it really helps me spread the message about what it is that I'm doing in a very automated yet simple way. The other thing that I use religiously is Evernote. As a matter of fact, right now I am reading from an Evernote. And you can go back and listen to episodes 344 and 345 to learn more about it. Now, They don't have an affiliate program. I don't have a link. Go to evernote.com. The thing I love about Evernote is the way it allows me to organize content. So I use it as an outline to prep for this show. What am I going to say? What order am I going to say it? I use it to create products, to do webinars. I also use it in my coaching business. So every time I meet with a client, we have a shared notebook. And as we talk, I jot down notes. What are the to-dos for them? What are the to-dos for me? The other thing I do with Evernote is I have it on my iWatch and my iPhone. And I actually pay a whopping $69 a year. But it gives me Evernote on all of my platforms, my laptop, my iPad, my iPhone, my iWatch, my desktop, wherever I am. It also allows me to not have to be connected to the internet to be able to read all my notes. So I have it in multiple places, but on my watch, when I'm walking my dog, if I get a good idea, or maybe a title of one of these podcasts, or maybe I just want to take some mental notes about something that I saw. So for example, say you see a car crash, you can actually put an Evernote in there and say, hey, the license plate was, so you don't have to write it down. So it's a great tool that you can use in a lot of different ways. And it really helps me be a lot more productive since everything is synced across all of those platforms. The other tool that I use on a regular basis is GoToMeeting. Now, GoToMeeting is expensive. There is no question about it, but it is the best platform out there. There's Zoom. There's tons of others that you can use, but I've been using it forever and I'm grandfathered in. If you want to learn more about that, go to episode 25 with Tony Ladig, and we talk a lot about doing webinars. But not only can you do webinars with it, but all of my coaching calls with all of my clients is done via GoToMeeting. So I can record them. I can put them into a package for them where they can go back and watch them again. As I said back in Acuity, I also do this podcast. So Acuity sets up the podcast in my calendar and it sets up the GoToMeeting, making my life a heck of a lot easier. So that's one of the tools I love to use. Another one is Vimeo. And if you want to check that out, check out episode 71 with Lou Bortone. And we talk about different video platforms. But the biggest difference about Vimeo and YouTube is something that you do not own. Yeah, you could pay for an advanced account, but if most people are using it, they're generally doing the free version. And if they decide to shut you down, all your video goes away. With Vimeo, you're paying a small fee every single month or over the course of a year, but you own those files. You control what happens, and it gives you a lot of control. I can hide files so that they're only used in my membership platforms. I can change the controls on them. I can add calls to action on them. I can do so much more with that platform that you cannot do with a free version of YouTube. One last bonus thing that I want to talk about is A2 hosting. Go to brianloves.info/A2. A2 is the platform on which I build all of my websites, most of my client websites, and it is by far the best supported web platform out there that I've been able to find at a reasonable price. So check out A2 hosting episode number 351 on the Bacon Podcast. So let me give you some final thoughts. Yes, each one of these tools costs a little bit of money, some of them under $100 a year. But the time that they save me is incredible. Now, GoToMeeting is by far the most expensive, but if I can save 12 hours a year, it makes me money from there. And frankly, all of these tools help me save time and make more money and serve my customers better. So what can you do to improve your efficiency and productivity? So if you want to learn more about any of these, obviously go to the Bacon Podcast and just search the title, you'll find it. Or go to brianloves.info and click on products and you'll see a list of those. Now I do make a little bit of affiliate income on those, but it's not going to cost you any more than if you just go to the website. Check it out.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.